This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, six homes were heavily damaged by fire overnight in south suburban Chicago Heights. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the latest details.
Fire was jumping from house to house as firefighters struggled to get enough water. It happened on Low Avenue between 15th and 16th Streets at about 11 p.m. Fire Chief Wendell Thomas says it started in the rear of one home.
While they were setting up to extinguish that fire, the second house was on fire north of that house on the other side of the street.
He said they ran about 1,000 feet of hoses from two neighboring blocks, and while they were doing that, the fire was spreading.
So, yeah, it was a pretty substantial delay.
Ultimately, the fire spread to six houses. Three were vacant. Nobody was hurt. The cause is under investigation. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 15-year-old boy was killed in a shooting last night in Woodlawn on Chicago's south side.
Police say the boy was shot in the stomach and leg while he was standing in the alley near Marquette and Champlain. It happened just before 8:30 last night. Police did not share details of where the bullets came from. The 15-year-old was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. No one is in custody. The most recent crime statistics from the 3rd District show murders are up 29%, but shootings are down 12% compared to this time last year. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Teachers in Crystal Lake have avoided a strike after approving a new contract this week after a year of negotiations. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco Mai, Crystal Lake Elementary School District 47 and its teachers union approved a contract Monday the teachers say will help address inequities and student safety. It includes what the district calls new money added to the salary schedule totaling at least 19.5% over the next 4 years. Other changes include increased benefits, increased plan time, and the hiring of counselors at a higher level on the salary schedule. That contract will run until the end of the school year in 2029. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, the Chicago's teachers union plans to release a report this morning dealing with the school district's five-year strategic plan. A statement says the report looks at the alignment between the plan, the mayor's transition plan on education, and its own contract proposals. The CTU plans to release the report at 11:30 this morning.
Mayor Johnson says he's determined to find money to continue a youth-driven anti-violence effort.
Advocates and some alderpersons say participants in a Peace Book pilot program this summer helped restore calm at the 31st Street Beach after a wave of gun violence there. They want to see money in the city budget to expand the program. Mayor Johnson says so does he.
We have to find it. You know, we had a pilot this year, right, Tina, where we hired, I don't know how many it was, was it 200 young people? This was an effort pushed by the young people at Good Kids Mad City. These are remarkable, you know, young people who want to participate in transforming our city. And so that type of participation and engagement from our young people is critical.
The mayor says other priorities tied to public safety include better response to mental health crises and more treatment. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police have arrested a Waukegan man accused of home garage burglaries in several communities.
John Burke is the police chief in Lake Forest.
We received a call from a resident at the 100 block of East Franklin Place in Lake Forest. He found a subject in his vehicle in his garage. The subject was confronted by the homeowner. The subject fled on foot.
Police say they found 19-year-old Henry Williams of Waukegan hiding near a bike path and arrested him after a foot chase. Investigators say Highland Park Police claim Williams was involved in a similar incident there last week. Prosecutors charged Williams with three felony counts of burglary. A judge released Williams from custody. His next hearing is scheduled for December. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
After being sentenced to 100 years in prison for a 2019 murder at a downtown Joliet hotel, a court is giving a man a new trial.
Guilty, but mentally ill of first-degree murder. That was a jury's verdict last year against Robert Watson, accused of stabbing 76-year-old Sam Bergerino 26 times in the Joliet Harris Casino Hotel in March of 2019. At sentencing, a judge called it, quote, one of the most senseless criminal acts they had ever seen. Now, Watson is in line for a new trial, following an appeal in which he argued the court did not allow him to obtain a third mental evaluation The jury was able to read an evaluation by a professional hired to help in Watson's defense, and that in his eyes, jurors were coerced into returning a guilty verdict. A new 14-page ruling from several court justices reads in part, "These errors deprive the defendant's right to a fair trial. Thus, we must reverse and remand for a new trial." Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh List.
One unbeaten left in the NFL. Kansas City's getting richer, making a reported deal with the Titans to bring in star receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins to the Chiefs, according to reports. The 4-2 Bears hoping to get banged up Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, and Tyreek Stevenson on the practice field as soon as today, as they're gearing up for a Sunday visit to Washington. And Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is a big question mark week to week, the team says, with an unspecified rib injury. Maybe the worst game of the season so far for the rebuilding Blackhawks, smothered on home ice by the classier Canucks, 6-3. Next up, Nashville at the UC Friday. There's a new man on the ball for the Bulls who tip off the season in New Orleans tonight.
Time to get the 82-game slate moving, Josh Giddey.
I'm very excited. I think we're all ready for the season to start. I know how much pride comes with wearing a Chicago jersey, and I don't take that lightly. You know, I'm super honored and grateful to be here. So super excited. I think everyone, including you guys, ready for the season to start. So get on the plane today, get to New Orleans, and we'll be ready to go.
Giddey, after yesterday's last get-ready practice, he gives the Bulls high marks for their work in the preseason and says the team is conditioned well enough to keep its new high-tempo game plan going now that the scores count. Covering the Bulls, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
LeBron James scores 16 points. Son Bronny scoreless 0-for-2 shooting in a record-setting father-son appearance. The Lakers smother the Timberwolves by 7. Boston misses its last 13 threes, stalled on an NBA record 29 three-pointers, but the Celtics go on to rout New York. Banner night at the Garden, 132-109. Pitching great Fernando Valenzuela has died, just 63 years old, and days before the World Series begins in L.A., where he once starred. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Justin Timberlake postponing this weekend's scheduled shows at the United Center. It's all because of illness. Posted on socials, he's been diagnosed with bronchitis and also laryngitis. The show is being rescheduled for next February 14th.
Chicago's Grand Park Music Festival is welcoming its newest leader this week.
I'm here in the offices of the Grand Park Festival and finding my way around and getting to meet our wonderful staff.
It's the official first day on the job for award-winning conductor Giancarlo Guerrero.
It's something that in my wildest dream I would have never imagined, and now that it has happened, it's almost like a reaffirmation that this, all the roads were leading back to Chicago.
Guerrero has conducted all over the world and most recently comes from Nashville. The Northwestern grad school alum says it's like coming full circle in his professional life.
Chicago always been kind of a constant coming in to conduct whether the Chicago Symphony or the Grand Park Music Festival or to visit my family or visit Northwestern as a, you know, my former teachers.
The festival's artistic director and principal conductor says working in the Pritzker Pavilion is extra magical.
I think I actually said, wow. It takes your breath away.
He succeeds Carlos Kalmar, who served in the position for 25 years and will now hold the title of conductor laureate. Guerrero will program the concert schedule for the 10-week 2025 season and is slated to conduct for 4 weeks next summer. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Police and prosecutors are expected to share details later today about how they've linked a suspected serial killer to another cold case murder. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
North Aurora police have identified Bruce Lindahl as the person who killed Kathy Halley back in 1979. Her body was found in the Fox River after the 19-year-old disappeared. DNA helped police solve the case, just as it did 4 years ago in the murder of Pamela Maurer in 1976. WBBM was at the 2020 announcement by DuPage County prosecutors and Lyle police, including Detective Chris Loudon.
We finally put a name and a face to this monster, and that's pretty much what he was.
Lindahl died in 1981 and has been tied to the murder of a Woodridge teen in 1976. He's suspected in several other murders of young women in DuPage, Kane, and Kendall counties in the 1970s. Police and the Kane County State's Attorney will talk about how they solved the Halley case in a news conference today. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An investigation has begun after the assault of a CTA worker on a bus on the south side late yesterday morning.
The incident occurred on 71st Street near King Drive at about 11 a.m. The CTA says a woman got on the bus and didn't pay. Words were exchanged with an instructor who was on the bus, a woman who was training a new driver, and it became physical. Police say the woman punched the CTA employee several times with a closed fist and then pulled her off the bus and continued beating her before running away. A statement from CTA President Dorval Carter says, "We are outraged by this senseless act of violence. The woman was treated for abrasions. Police are looking for her attacker." Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.